Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Oh, my. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
I'm not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello?
I gotta tell you, we did suicide missions in the Army that had better odds than this.
Friday is the day when we talk about the weekend's new movie releases. Of course, as always, Rafer Guzman is here to weigh in. He's the film critic for Newsday. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
Great to have you. We've got a couple of films this week. We've got 10 Cloverfield Lane starring John Goodman and Brothers Grimsby with Sacha Baron Cohen. Let's start with the Brothers Grimsby, Sacha Baron Cohen. I saw a commercial where he promises the most confusing and nonsensical plot you can imagine.
He has delivered. This is Sacha Baron Cohen playing a football hooligan who is the estranged brother of Mark Strong, who is a MI6 spy, and the two of them reunite.
Let's listen to a clip.
You need to head inside, find Lena Schmidt, and seduce her.
What, and cheat on Donna? Never.
You need to seduce her in order to find out what Lukashenko bought from her husband.
Okay.
Can you see Lena Schmidt? She's easy to spot. She's wearing a green dress, and she's absolutely gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
Now, of course, the joke there, which you can't quite see, is that the woman in the green dress, there's another woman in the green dress who is Gabrielle Sidibe. And, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen, being this kind of low-class football hooligan, falls for the large woman in the green dress rather than the pretty slender one in the other green dress. Now, that is kind of, to me, emblematic of where this film is going. I love Sacha Baron Cohen. He's an incredible talent, brave as hell and very funny. But he's also got a mean streak, and I think it comes out here. There's a lot of fat jokes, a lot of very gross jokes. A lot of the humor just seems very mean, especially toward the football hooligan community that he is kind of trying to represent and trying to get us to know and love. But I think he just really mocks them as scuzzballs and these kind of low-class types in England. And it doesn't work. And I think especially in America, where you sort of have a passing familiarity with that culture, and if you know, you'd kind of like Sacha Baron Cohen to make us embrace it and love it, love those guys and kind of root for them, but he doesn't. And the film feels very vulgar and very mean-spirited to me.
Is there at least some guilty laughter in it? You're laughing, but you feel bad for doing it?
You know, he has a – there are some funny jokes, you know, where, you know, his son is smoking cigarettes and he, you know, takes the cigarettes away from him and says, you know, at your age, you should just be vaping. And there's a few little things like that.
Yeah, I like that.
It's not enough to really hold your attention for the length of a comedy.
All right. So you may have given the best of it right there in that commentary. Let's move on to 10 Cloverfield Lane. This is a horror movie. It has John Goodman and Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
What are you going to do to me?
I'm going to keep you alive. You were in an accident, and I saved your life by bringing you here. And everyone outside of here is dead.
What happened to your arm? Were you trying to escape?
I was trying to get in.
Rafer, I like it when actors show up in new genres. You know, this is not playing a quirky character in a Coen Brothers comedy anymore for John Goodman. This is a straight-up horror film.
This is much more Kathy Bates in Misery. He's got Mary Elizabeth Winstead trapped in this bunker, and it's a great sort of fiendishly simple premise. You know, he's not a crazy guy. He's actually saved her. The world has been attacked, and the air is unbreathable, and she must stay inside with him. And so basically most of the film is her trying to figure out, is this guy telling me the truth? Great role for John Goodman. He goes from hot to cold in an instant. He's a lot of fun, and he's the guy who keeps this all very interesting. As you may know, this is sort of the not quite a sequel, sort of a follow-up slash spin-off to Cloverfield, the sci-fi film from 2008. I don't want to spoil any more, but I will say that while it is kind of related, it could totally stand on its own, and it's a great, tense little claustrophobic thriller like Panic Room or like Wait Until Dark, if you remember that movie. Great little economical thriller that's a lot of fun with a lot of twists and turns.
So is this kind of like if Walter Sobchak was serious and mad?
that's basically what it is. And you can't tell, you know, it could is he a psycho? Is he a nice guy? Is he telling the truth? Could it be all three? You know, it's very interesting and a lot of fun.
So there it is, one positive review for 10 Cloverfield Lane with John Goodman, and a negative one this week for the Brothers Grimsby with Sacha Baron Cohen. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Todd.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.